So 30 days have passed now since the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the period of the mourning. And immediately after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayachre mot Moshe Eved Adonai, Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua binun Misharet Moshe Lemor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yehoshua and speaks to him. Now Lemaisa, there never had been any promise to Yehoshua that he was going to be spoken to, because on the contrary, he was supposed to be Eimed in front of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol was supposed to give him now whatever information. That's what it said in the Torah. So apparently there was a new zechut that was his at this point, and that zechut the Medrash identifies as the extent at which he was Mishamesh Moshe, and therefore it stresses Misharet Moshe. So it was the special zechut of continued Sherus of Moshe. This is one of the mikorot that the Torah brings about how it is that the learning from a person is less important than being misharet and respecting and caring for and getting to be part of that person's vision of life. And therefore, he was zeicha now to an avias that he was never supposed to have. And in fact, everyone had viewed Yehoshua as a fool. The general way that people looked at him was as a ksil adam. This is a pasuk in Mishlei that we learned from Otzer Nechmad v'shemen b'nevei chacham. It's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Uksil adam yevalenu. And a fool of a man will swallow it all. This is Yehoshua, says the Midrash. Because in comparison to Moshe Rabbeinu, when they look at Yehoshua as the boy, he was the one that cleaned the floors, he was the one that brought in the chairs, he was the one that set up the Beit Midrash, nobody took him seriously. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was shocked when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, the one that's going to be taking your place, that will be swallowing everything that you have, is Yehoshua. And therefore, the gopher becomes now the king. It's absolutely astonishing. And therefore, the Torah stresses Yehoshua, who is Misharet Moshe. Which, of course, the way that he is expressed in the Chumash as well. So now he's zochet to his first neviut, and this is what he's told. Moshe avdi meit, v'ata kum avorat ha'yarden hazeh, ata v'chol ha'am hazeh, el ha'aretz asher anochi noten lehem livnei Yisrael. My servant Moshe has died. Get up, cross the Yarden, together with everyone. This is the land that I'm giving. Kol makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo lachem netativ. This is exactly the words that were said in the Chumash. Wherever it is that you're going to step on, this becomes yours. Kasher dibarti al Moshe. Note how constant, repetitive phrase. This is what I'm saying to the servant of Moshe, the way that I promised Moshe, the Torah that I gave to Moshe, and so on. All of this is going to be the theme, as we'll see. Mi amidbar v'alavanon hazeh, v'yad ha'nahar ha'gadol nahar prat, kol eretz ha'chitim. Now, eretz ha'chitim is not the chiti, which is one of the seven umays, but it's rather the empire of the Chittim. So in other words, the area in the north of Eretz Yisrael, which is the area of the Chittim, which was the massive empire at the time. Am I correct in that, Barnea? And I think that Barnea has actually been there, and it's part of his...
The capital is massive.
That's the name of the capital?
Chattusha.
But Chattusha is still built, or just ruins? Ruins, okay. In any event, the Eretz HaChittim, Ad Hayam HaGadol, Mevo HaShemesh, the great sea towards the west, which of course is the Mediterranean. It's only called great because of its chibur to Eretz Yisrael. It's not really great. Or because relative to the other Nahares that are in Eretz Yisrael, it is large. So that shall be Yegvulchem, lo yitzev ish lefadecha kol yemei chayecha, as long as you live. No one will be able to stand up against you. Kasher hayiti im Moshe, ye imach, lo arpecha v'lo hezveka. Just as I was with Moshe, I will be with you. And here begins now a refrain that is rather astonishing, because this is a refrain that shows up again and again and again, not only here, but it showed up in the original giving over of the Malchus, or the Hanhaga, to Yehoshua, and that is the words Chazak V'Amatz. Keeps coming up again and again, almost nowhere else in Tanakh. So we have the Moshe Rabbeinu giving over to Yehoshua when he says, first, Chizku V'Imtzu, as he's about to hand over the reins, he says to all Yisrael, Chizku V'Imtzu, and then he says, "Vayikra Moshe leYoshua vayomer elav lainei kol Yisrael chazak v'amatz ki ata tavo et ha'am hazeh." That was Moshe's original thought. Yoshua is not going to be able to really bring them in. You can bring in together with the Sanhedrin. Ata tavo, you'll go with them. In the end, he was forced to say, "Vayitzav et Yoshua ben Nun vayomer chazak v'amatz ki ata taviat bnei Yisrael el ha'aretz." This is the way we're viewing it over here. And so here we have again and again, lo yitzev ish miponecha, Chazak v'yamatz katat in tchilat ha'am. Rak chazak v'yamatz ma'od. You have to be very, very strong, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak chazak v'yamatz to continue. Lishmor la'asot ki kol ha'torah asher tzivcha, there's more, asher tzivcha Moshe avdi, al tasum yimenu yaminu smol. Make sure, again, Moshe my eved, is again the source of everything. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Laman taskil b'chol asher telech. Lo yamush sefer ha'torah zemi picha. This Sefer Torah, we may be pointing, according to one Medrash, to the actual Sefer Torah that the Melech has to write. Or, maybe since Yeshua didn't have yet a din of a Melech until this was the moment that they were Mekabalim, as we'll see. They were Mekabalim as a Melech, that maybe hadn't written it yet. In which case, it would be referring to the Sefer Torah Hazeh, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had written that he'd handed over. So that Sefer Torah, Mipicha shall never let be out of your mouth, Vagita bo yoma v'layla. The nature of neheger is belave. Always we find it's higoyon halev. So it has to do now with bina. It's the thing that you're thinking about, that you're always seeing things in that context. It's the way that you view things in your heart. If that will be the way you proceed, then you will have atzlocha, then you will become wiser as you go. Halot Siviticha, once again, and this comes with the same words we find in the Chumash. Tzavas Yoshua v'chaskeu v'amtzeu. Tzavas Yoshua v'chaskeu v'amtzeu. Halot Siviticha. I am now being mizarez you. Koloshen tzav. Zoloshen of zeros. I'm waking you up. I'm getting you moving. Chazak v'yamatz. Al tarot v'atechat. So chazak is generally externally. V'yamatz is internally. To be strong and be courageous. Yeah. Courage. There's a sense of courage, there's a sense of strength. Fear not. Al ta'arot ve'altechat. Ki imcha Adonai Elohecha b'chol asher telech. God is with you everywhere that you go. Now this is the end of the first section. This is the Nevi'ah that was given over to Yoshua. Entirely in terms of how strong you have to be and how connected you are to Moshe. I'm talking to you as the Mishares of Moshe. I'm talking to you as the one who has to continue Teras Moshe. And I'm talking to you as the one who was Mitzuvah Yedei Moshe. Halot Tziviticha. What do you mean Halot Tziviticha? Halot Tziviticha back then. Chazak v'yamatz. I told you all the way when Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to you. Now, Lamaisa, we find the same thing when David HaMelech was giving over the Malchus to Shlomo. So he also says, Vayomer David l'Shlomo b'no. Chazak v'yamatz. V'yasei al tira. That was immediately when he had finished giving over the Hakol b'chtav v'yad Hashem alai yiskil, which was all of the Malacha that was going to be done for the Beit HaMikdash. So he gave that over into the hand. So it's a lotion of, I am giving you whatever I have been able to do, and I'm passing it on to make sure that it gets done. But we find him also saying that as he's dying and handing over the reins, he tells him, Lishmor Toras Hashem Elokecha, Az Tatzliach, same words over here, then you will have Atzlocha, אם תשמע לעשות את החוקים והמשפטים אשר ציווה השם את משה, חזק ויאמץ אל תירא ואל תחת. So that means that this becomes now the vision of what it is to hand over the Malchus at a time of beginning. We don't find this any other time. The only time, no, it's Malchus specifically. This is the first time that the Malchus Bichlal has been handed over. Because we know the Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Melech, we're about to see that that's true of Yoshua as well. And the first time that the concept of someone who was Zeche in the Keser of Malchus hands over Malchus so that now the Malchus can be given over is David Shlomo. So in both cases, we make use of the idea of Chazak V'yamatz. I'm giving you over a Tafkid in terms of Yerushas Oretz, or I'm giving you over a Tafkid in terms of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's one element of Chazak V'yamatz. I'm giving you over Lamaisa, what I am, is another element of Chazak V'yamatz. This is so central that, remember, the Gemara in Temura learns that what was happening over here is focused on Moshe because 3,000 halachas were forgotten during that period. And everybody looked at Yoshua as being the fool who did it. And now they're tining on Yoshua. So if you're really such hot stuff, why don't you go ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those halachas of Moshe Sinai that were forgotten? And he has to tell them that now everything is different. It's not that the Masharet Moshe can ever take the place of Moshe, because now it's Lo Bashamayini. And now in Navi Rishai L'Chadesh Davar, says the Gemara, so they wanted to kill him. That's inexcusable. We'll kill you. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, okay, go start a war, because it's the only way to get people off your neck. So whenever a melech is in trouble, the government thinks that. Whenever the government is in trouble, it's always a good idea to start a war. Lech tordeim b'milchama, and then they'll gather around you. So that means, I mean, that we see it almost as a humorous relationship of the chazak v'amatz to cross the Yarden. Kum avor et ha'Yarden, why now? Because otherwise you're dead. So you better start moving. So this is a remarkable, I mean, it brings out the power, the intensity of the change. The reason that we have to say chazak v'amatz is because of that intensity. In other words, people looked down at him. The change was enormous. The way that the Chazal put it is Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama and Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana, which we respond to, says the Gemara, Oy lo ta busha, Oy lo ta chlima, we just added in Baba Basra, which means that they were feeling horrific. And Yeshua himself was feeling hopeless. And this is, as a matter of fact, the Medrash says, this is why it says, Vayachri mot Moshe, that Hashem has to tell Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Avdi mate. I mean, this, what else has he been thinking about? For 30 days they've been mourning Moshe, and now Hashem tells him, Moshe Avdi mate. This is the Medrash. The point of Moshe Avdi mate is that Yeshua kept thinking that there would be somehow some access to the same Ashpah that Moshe had. And in the same way that the kever of Moshe was hidden from everyone, so too was the connection to Moshe hidden from Yehoshua. He was going to have to find out his own approach. It was going to be a time of the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh, essentially, in which Otniel ben Kenaz, says the Gemara, took over at this point. And all of the halakas that Yehoshua forgot needed to be reconstructed in the Beis HaMedrash of Otniel ben Kenaz. And that's mitoch pilpul, not mitoch kabbalah. So this was the time at which you have to gird yourself and you have to have the courage to discover the truth on your own. The changes over here were so massive that they must have felt helpless, lost, so that this Nevi'ah was not only a strengthening for the potential of Yehoshua to believe that it can be done, it was part of what Yisrael needed, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu also told Bnei Yisrael, Chizku v'yim too, at the same moment that he was giving over the Chazak v'amatz to Yehoshua. The next section now begins with the Hachonas. Vayitzav Yehoshua shotrei ha'am limor. So now he's responding to the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, time to get up and cross the Arden. So he calls now the Shotrim, who are in charge, giving over the messengers that go from tent to tent. Ivru b'kerav ha'machaneh. Make sure that everybody knows. V'tzavu et ha'am le'mor. Hachinu lachem tzida. Kibiot shloshet yamim. Atem ovrim et ha'yarden hazeh. Lavo l'reshet et ha'aretz. Asher Adonai Elohechem noten lachem l'rishta. You're going to be going across the Arden. For the next 3 days, prepare. Where did we hear that before? Kabbalat Torah. That's about Shlosha Yamim. Indeed, he asks the Medrash, what do you mean, prepare? Prepare what? What kind of tzedah? They were still eating the man. Even though the man wasn't falling, but they had Shloshim Yom, the man continued now in their kelim, and they were able to continue to eat the man until they actually came into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the tzedah that they're going to be making? The man isn't going to last past the time that they're Nichnas and Laaretz.
They don't know that, do they?
So, why not? Sure they do. It was Purim. I mean, it was the day that Haman was dying, right? So it had to be the day that the man would die. So if that was the case, what was the tzedah, says the Medrash, you see from here. In the same way that there was 3 days of hachona, so the shlosh yimei hagbala, it was just hachona. It wasn't hachona food. It was hachona behavior. The tzedah that a person takes with him is his spiritual preparation for his task, which means that for these 3 days, we want you to do, that's the hitkadashu. What's itkadashu? That's the sense over here. 3 days of preparation for your inner tzedah. And for all, obviously, all of the other things you need to prepare. Your weapons and your horses, whatever you're going on. And that, I'm giving you 3 days as Moshe Rabbeinu gave you 3 days to prepare for Har Sinai, which was Moshe Rabbeinu's own chiddush. Don't we need that extra day, correct? Here's what I'm telling you about Shoshet Yamim, Atem Ovrim Et Hayarden. That's not part of the Chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevi'ahs. That's my Chiddush. So this is his first act, basically.
He determined the day.
Right? All that was said, Kum Avor Et Hayarden. So that means that his first act was to do what Moshe Rabbeinu had done at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, as he himself is being Mekabel the Torah anew, as the Mishares Moshe, as the one who's going to be keeping the Torah Moshe, as understanding that now it's up to him. His first act is to begin with Achona, just as Moshe Rabbeinu himself prepared for the actual Kabbalah Satorah with the same type of Achona. I don't know. The Medrash compares it to, but I mean, he's not saying out to Shirley Shai. He's saying whatever the preparation is, it's preparation that's of a spiritual nature. Now comes the third chelik. The third chelik is now the continuation of what happened in the Torah with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. And of course, what happened over there is they had already been Neuchel, their chelik in Eretz Yisrael, which was Be'evra Yardin Mizracha. So that means, Imarovas, no, Mizracha. So that means that they are now at the moment of needing to show that they are prepared to take on what they had committed themselves to. And that was, they had committed themselves to even more than Moshe had demanded. Moshe demanded they commit themselves to be the shock troops of the fight in Eretz Yisrael. Lemaisa, they said not only will we be the shock troops, we will be part of the actual Hanchalat Eretz Yisrael, so that we're willing to spend another 7 years or whatever it will take until everybody is settled, then we'll go back home. We will not act as if we're settled until you're all settled. And therefore turns now Yehoshua to the Reuveni, the Agadi, and the Chatzi Shevet Menashe, and this is what he said. Omar Yehoshua Lemor, Zachor et ha-davar asher tziva etchem Moshe Eved Adonai Lemor, Adonai Elohechem meniach lachem, v'natan lachem et haaretz hazot. Remember what Moshe, who was the Eved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told you, the time will come where now you find yourself, he's giving you this Eretz. Fine, Neshechem, Tapchem, Umiknechem, let your families and your property, Yeshvu Baretz, Asher Natan Lachem Moshe Be'Ever HaYarden, but you, Atem Tavru Chamushim, your families can live in those cities. You must be the ones who come now as the Marines, armed Lifnei Achechem, Kol Giborei Achayel, Va'azartem Otam. You have to be the ones, the strongest ones of you have to be the Chalutzim, and you must all help the army. Adashiyan Yachadu Nailachechem Kachem, until your brothers have the same status that you have. The Yarshu Gam Hemat Aretz, Asher Adonai Elohechem Noten Lahem, until they too get the same schus that you have, then v'shavtem l'eretz Yerushavchem, you can go back to your inheritance, v'rishtem ota, asher natan lachem Moshe Eved Adonai. Look at the unbelievable repetition of that theme. Be'eva ha'yardein mizrach ha'shamesh, as Moshe gave it to you in the east where the sun shines. V'ya'anu et Yehoshua le'mor. This is now something that Moshe Rabbeinu has never been zochet. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, I spoke to Reb Joey this morning, and a lot of the, he went through Yehoshua very well. Our dear friend Reb Joey Dweck, you remember, he came to Daphne every year. So he had all his Talmidim did over Yehoshua. I mean, many of the Aris, I hope, to be able to give you over from him. So he now was Zeichet. Remember that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he dealt with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, was always a problem. He was always shouting at them. They were always arguing with him. Here, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven's response is remarkable. Kechol asher shamanu el Moshe kenishma elecha. Rak yadunei elecha imach kasher ayah imoshe. First of all, the same way. We'll do everything. Kol asher tishlachinu nelech. Anything you tell us. And the same way that we listen to Moshe in the end, we'll listen to you. But more, big this. We say, we stand behind you to such an extent, anybody who doesn't listen to you shall die. Rak chazak v'yamatz. Now, lamaisa, this is not stam a statement. This is the Makor and Sanhedrin for the din of Murid B'malchus. Amazing. Which could be even a merumas in the lo yamid ish lefanech. Nobody will be able to stand up against you. That wasn't true of Moshe. We're at Korach Vados. I mean, there are constant problems of rebellion from within. This won't happen to you. So the same way I was with Moshe, I'll be with you. Asks the Medrash. So if that's the case, why didn't he live 120 years? He only lived 110 years. Says the Medrash, because Moshe Rabbeinu was told, do this last act, and then you die. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mizdaris to do it immediately. Yeshua was told, go be Marish Eretz Yisrael. So he figures, so the faster I do this, the faster my time is up. Let's take our time. And it says indeed, Yamim Rabim. Yeshua was fighting these wars. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, smart aleck. There's no way to escape. I'm going to cut 10 years out. Therefore, you'll die 10 years earlier. Initially, he was given 120 years like Moshe. Had he been Mizdarez, but they cement everything. Rak Chazak V'yamatz. So whenever any element of Chazak V'yamatz is gone, so too are the promises. Literally, each issue needs to be done with Zrizus and Chosek.